This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As you started to listen to this broadcast, we will have had the door to our 2019 annual convention open for about half an hour, and a bunch of totally mad people are running or driving around Mount Gambier and surrounds, waving flimsy-looking wire thingies about and screaming about finding a fox or something. Weird. All jokes aside, we hope that all of those who have come along to share this weekend with us enjoy themselves. We know that many come along just to catch up with seldom-seen friends. Some come along to see what bargains they can snag from the second-hand tables. Some come along to check out what Slim from Strictly Ham has on offer this year. Some will have come along to hear and see what Steve, VK5SFA, had to tell us about his ARRL award-winning 160-metre magnetic loop antenna. Quite a few will be out helping or participating in the 2019 Australian Fox Hunting Championships and will return to the Scout Hall for the presentations and the Sunday night dinner. Hopefully, we have got everything right and the weekend runs without any hitches. Also, hopefully, all who attend will go home with some memories of a really enjoyable weekend, including another fun and relaxed dinner. This weekend is our biggest event for the year, and it takes quite a bit of organising. Many members step up to the bar and get stuck in, and it's only through a big collective effort that these things can happen. Wives and girlfriends bake and cook cakes, slices, scones, etc. for us to sell from the kitchen, which runs all weekend. Ladies help cook hamburgers, steak sandwiches, egg and bacon rolls, etc., and also help wash dishes between and after the various courses of the dinner. An unpleasant but necessary job, and we thank all of these people for their generous donation of time and effort. We have family members who freely give their time to help out on the door, in the kitchen, and wherever they may be useful. Andrew, VK5KET, and his little band of helpers do a fantastic job of mapping the course for the fox hunts, coordinating permissions from forestry and local government agencies, and then brave the weather to sit in the bush and watch all the fox hunters running about frantically trying to be the first with the most. Without the generosity of spirit that this weekend shows, we would not be able to put the show on at all. To everyone involved, a very big thank you. That's all I have for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few reminders from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Tech Night on Wednesday, the 19th of June, will be a presentation by Tim, VK5ZT, and Ian, VK5ZD. The subject will be ATV Amateur Television. The July Tech Night on Wednesday, the 17th of July, will be a presentation by David, VK5KK, and the subject will be Online SDR Receivers. For the 60th anniversary of the EARC, it is proposed that a special event call sign be obtained, and they will run a rostered 24-hour special event call sign on the weekend of the RD contest, 17th and 18th of August. A commemorative card will be issued to all who contact LZ, but the call sign is yet to be finalized. The barbecue, etc., will be provided. JOTA Scouts event on the 19th and 20th of October 2019. Preparations have started, and volunteers, please contact Bruce VK5VAB or Paul VK5AOS. The Science Alive event at the Wavell Showground, Friday the 2nd of August to Sunday the 4th of August. Volunteers, please contact John, VK5MI. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with today's issue of the Northeast Radio Club news. And once again, I remind you that the Northeast Radio Club has squid poles available, and you can get some of these for portable use or perhaps for even fishing. So if you do want some squid poles, then contact David, VK5MDF, by emailing him on his email address, which is vk5mdf@wia.org.au, or you can contact Charlie, VK5VC, whose email is vk5vc@wia.org.au, and you can organise some squid poles for your own personal use. Now, next Friday night is the general meeting for June, and Brian, VK5VI, is going to give us a rundown on the structure and construction of the Southeast Radio Network. Brian's done a fair bit of work on this over the years, and they've got it up and running in a very effective way. So come along next Friday night, the 14th of June, and find out all about the Southeast Radio Network. And on the 28th of June, it will be the Tech Night, and there's going to be a big demonstration and discussion about 3D printing by Rob, VK5RC, and John, VK5COR. So don't forget the Tech Night on Friday, the 28th of June. Hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 22nd, and this will be an in-depth talk about oscillators by Jim, VK5TR. This is our first technical session for the year, and we'll start at 10 a.m. July the 13th will be the next coffee morning at the Shack, and this will start at the usual time of 9 a.m. Next Saturday, the 15th of June, we'll have another painting session at the Shack site, and we should just about be able to finish the Girl Guide shed. We will need some helpers to get covered in paint, and please bring your overalls and rollers and poles. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on June the 14th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The June General Meeting, on Thursday the 20th, will be a talk and a demonstration by Sue Southcott, VK5AYL, of the latest version of her Parks and Peaks applications. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. The July General Meeting will be a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, on the history of amateur radio, and the August General Meeting will be a talk by David Murphy, and he is going to tell us about the radio and audio pioneers of South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. A new version of the club calendar will be on the website in the next few days. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the Northeast Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes live to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or you can download them to listen to at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHARS buy and sell. It will be on Saturday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Stay tuned for more information. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a -600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.